Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Old Takes Exposed, Freezing Cold Takes is where the receipts are kept. If you made a bad prediction, you had a poor take, and you're in the sports world, rest assured, there's a decent chance it shows up on the Twitter feed of my next guest. He is the brains behind At Old Takes Exposed and has a book coming out called Freezing Cold Takes NFL, Football Media's Most Inaccurate Predictions and the Fascinating Stories Behind Them. Fred Siegel joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Fred, how we doing, my friend?
Doing good.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you, man, and I can't wait to talk about this book. I guess before we get into the book, I have a question that I think probably a lot of folks have, which is tell me about the genesis of what's become one of the most popular sports Twitter accounts online. When did this whole thing get started with At Old Takes Exposed, Freezing Cold Takes?
Like the end of 2015, I was just a regular Twitter user, and I started it, you know, as a counter to sports media folks, like reposting their accurate predictions, along with like self-congratulatory messages to themselves. Yeah. And I said to myself, someone should be the person who reposts tweets and quotes that were where those same media guys turned out to be dead wrong. And I just became that person. I didn't expect it to become big, but it did. And eventually allowed me to write this book, which I was really happy to do, and about historic NFL predictions gone wrong.
Yeah, so you started, because I'm looking, you joined Twitter in 2010, and so you've been on Twitter.
That was a different account.
Like, okay.
I had a different account, like, where I was trolling people in 2010. that didn't make me big. I think it was like a spell check, maybe. And then in 2015, I changed that account to Cold Takes. So it really started in 2015.
Okay, yeah, and so I guess my other question is, how do you go about curating these? I mean, I would imagine now it's almost like when you run a business, you know, at first you start a business, you got to get out on the streets and get some feet on the street and really go sell whatever it is you're selling. But then eventually over time, you're able to, you know, a lot of these places brag, like law firms, we get all of our business through referrals. I would imagine at this point now you've got no shortage of people coming at you with poor takes from various sports media. But when it wasn't that way, when you first had to curate and find these, how did you go about doing that?
At the time, I was working as an attorney. I'd been an attorney for 8 years. And what we do, when we're looking for case law, we find this. We have this program called Westlaw or LexisNexis. And you really learn how to do search terms really well. I was an expert at searching for things on that particular platform. And Twitter, it was very close to the same search terms. So right away, I figured that out, and I figured out a way to just be able to search dates and terms from certain dates. So all you had to do was look up the dates. You look up the dates a coach was hired. Say a coach just got fired, you just look up the date that coach was hired, like on Wikipedia or Google, and then you just type in that coach's name and that date on Twitter, and then there's just a boatload of tweets of people saying, great hire, you know? same thing with a player when he was drafted. Go to the draft, the day of the draft, and then you type in that person's name and you find it. So that's how I started it. Now, yes, people always send me particular posts, like as soon as they feel that post needs to be posted, like that person officially is wrong, then they'll send it.
Yeah, see, and I think this is why you and I were able to connect, is because I I like to look at myself like a cut above just your garden variety sports media person, because I self-report. I'm like that school that fancies itself a little sanctimoniously to be like, oh, I know we violated things, but I self-reported to the NCAA. I am an at Old Takes Exposed self-reporter. If I have a bad take, I have no qualms pointing it out to you and then taking my medicine.
You self-report just like those schools in the NCAA. Your punishment will be mitigated within the court of
yes.
public opinion, just like that right. school reports for that reason.
Right. Exactly. All right. So you, I mean, you built this following, almost 600,000 Twitter followers. When did the idea for the book come up? Before we get into the contents of the book, because honestly, I mean, like, I've read part of the book so far, and just looking at the table of contents, if you're an NFL fan that loves to go back and look at the recent history of the league, but through a different prism, this book is awesome. When did the idea for the book come about for you?
3 years ago. 3 years ago, I really wanted to do it. I just didn't want to keep – I wanted to do more than just post these tweets or quotes, because you don't really get much out of what happened. You just see the quote or the tweet, and that's it. And you don't really know the full story. Journalists who get their tweets posted sometimes complain about that. You know, like, what was this? This was going on at the time, so you can't really blame me for thinking this. So I wanted to do something in longer form, and I really wanted to write something in longer form. I felt this was a great thing to write about because you know, I had already done so much research, at least 3 or 4 years of research, because I had the feed for that long, for that amount of time. So I really wanted to do it. And it took me about a year to get someone to publish it or agree to publish it. But I was real excited when I did. And then, you know, I did it for 2 years. I looked up even more. I have about 500 sources, 1,000 citations. It's just so much research that went into it. So that's what I really wanted to do. That's why I wanted to write the book.
Yeah, and so we're talking to Fred Siegel, who is the brains behind at Old Takes Exposed, Freezing Cold Takes on Twitter, and he's got a book that's coming out this week, Freezing Cold Takes NFL, and there's a bunch of stories in here, the football media's most inaccurate predictions and the fascinating stories behind them. So just I'm going to pick off just off of the table of contents here, Fred, specific for this question, something like Tony Mandarich is in a class by himself. It doesn't get any better than this. That's the title of one of the chapters. How did you go about, because that obviously predates the internet, let alone social media. How did you go about finding the content and the backup that you needed to get that, you know, the 15 pages that comprise that chapter?
There's great services to get old newspaper articles like newspapers.com and Newsbank. And I just subscribed to them. Membership with them for a year or two, and you get a substantial amount of newspaper articles from major papers from that specific time, the 80s, 89. And you could also go look up the draft. You watch clips of the draft. You could find those on YouTube, or clips of stuff promoting the draft. So there was no shortage of that when I was able to look that up. And that was the case for a lot of other chapters I wrote on too, that from the 80s and early 90s.
Let me ask you this, because this is all about the NFL, but pretty much the NFL and the NBA, I feel the same way. And for years, I had been saying, man, if I were the NFL Network or the NBA Network, I would be showing old drafts when there's downtime and there's nothing else to show. The old drafts, I mean, not just for the time capsule that it is, the outfits and the hairstyles and everything else, but draft time, for whatever reason, and especially in the NBA, like, you go back and you watch them, and they analyze these guys like every single one of them is going to hit. Like, they're all going to be great. Are you like me in that you've got a bit of a fetish for going back and watching old drafts when they're on TV, like old NFL and NBA drafts?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got up to material from that for this book. I love watching it. Yeah. I don't like to make the whole thing about the draft. I didn't want to make the whole book about the draft because, you know, all these draft guys have been doing this for years, and they're analyzing 300 guys. They're going to get a few wrong.
Yeah.
So it's hard. It's hard to really just go after them completely. But there are some in there that were so bad that I noticed them, that I recognized them and posted them. But I love looking at the old drafts. Especially the players that everyone thought was going to be great turned out to be not very good at all.
Yeah.
But guys like Tom Brady and guys who were picked at the end of the draft, those guys don't really get hot takes on them. They're just assumed that they're not going to be very good, but they just say, they say little things about them that are good.
Yeah.
There's nothing, there's really no one talking about him. He was so irrelevant at the time, he's not even talked about. So there weren't that many good hot takes on him.
Fred Siegel at Old Takes Exposed, Freezing Cold Takes. The book is Freezing Cold Takes NFL, and it's got a ton of stories in here where the analysis was just completely inaccurate, and it's really, really good. Fred, did you have a particular chapter or two in here that were either surprising to you or more fun than others to do? Like in the construction of this book, I mean, it's 14 chapters long, so you've got some doozies in here. Were there any chapters in here in particular that jump out at you as being particularly fun or surprising or remarkable to do when you were putting the book together?
Oh, yeah. I can tell you the Dallas Cowboys chapter, the one from the 89 to 93 Cowboys.
Yeah.
There's just so many, there were so many other, like, side sub issues. Besides, not just the Herschel Walker trade. The Herschel Walker trade is one of the key things featured in the book. But also Tom Landry getting fired by Jerry Jones. People really criticized him for that. Troy Aikman started off poorly, career, his first 2 years. And then there was when the Herschel Walker trade was made, the trade where the Cowboys traded Herschel Walker for about 100 draft picks.
Yeah.
The Vikings gave him back 100 draft picks, and they ended up parlaying those draft picks into the dynasty that they had. When Herschel Walker played his first game for the Vikings and ran for about 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, there was so much. I documented the mania that was going on for 2 weeks about in Minnesota, how they had the guy who was going to help win the Super Bowl. And the Cowboys also picked Steve Walsh to back up Troy Aikman in the 89 draft. Yeah. Supplemental draft, and then the year after in 1990, when Walsh and Aikman were not getting along, he had to trade Walsh to the Saints, and he traded him for a lot of draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
A great trade for the Cowboys, and Walsh, when he first game for the Saints, threw for about 3 touchdowns, and they beat the Browns. And New Orleans media was going nuts, like they just got this great quarterback. And it was all those different stories into one chapter about the Cowboys. So there's all these different, like, side things that went on at the time. So I really, really liked that chapter. I really liked doing it. I thought I was just going to be writing about the Herschel Walker trade, but then all these things came about when I started studying it.
Yeah, the title of the chapter, the Vikings, quote, the Vikings fleece the Cowboys to get Herschel Walker. Like, I love that the title of each chapter is the equivalent of probably, if there were Twitter for all of these would be things that you would see retweeted on at Old Takes Exposed, no doubt. And it's the longest chapter of the book, now that I'm doing the math, is that Cowboys chapter, because you're right, there's so many layers to it. Talking to Fred Siegel at Old Takes Exposed, Freezing Cold Takes. We'll tell you where you can get the book in just a second. I guess, Fred, in terms of the Twitter account, what would you say, I mean, totally unscientific, but the ratio of thin-skinned media members about your Twitter account versus people that are more like just realize it's part of the business? And ultimately, guys like me, we're not paid to be right. You know, we're paid to inform and entertain. What's the ratio of thin skin to thicker skin or even people that like the account?
Like 50-50 when I first started the account. But that now it's really gone up to like 85, not enjoy the account, but don't react, and like 15% react. Because when everyone realized that, media folks have realized, when you react to something like this, it's never a good look. There's nothing you can do to make it a good look.
Yeah.
And I think they started to realize that when you react to, some react by like making fun of me, calling me maybe like a loser, saying I have no life. So, but that never looks good. It doesn't look good. Like, so they don't really realize that. But what they do, a lot of them get annoyed with whenever you guys say something that is like somewhat even interesting or provocative at the time you tweet it, like when you make the take, that 50 people tag me under it.
Yeah. Yes.
They hate that. That's what annoys them the most.
It's not like I'm
not writing it down. So they're just doing it to annoy them.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Like you've transcended it. It's not just the function of what you do on Twitter. It's that now you've become woven into the tapestry of the whole the fascinating tete-a-tete between all us media members and our followers. Like, you are, you're almost like a weapon to them. Yeah, like you are in the quiver of arrows that our followers have when they want to try to embarrass us. Is what you are now, Fred.
I think that those people really, they remember everything that someone says about them. And then, like, you could have had a show a month ago. You probably don't remember anything you said in that show.
Yeah.
But if you said one thing about, like, the Cowboys, about, like, Dak, if you said, like, Dak Prescott's not that good.
Yep.
Every single Cowboys fan who listened to that remembers that exact moment.
Yeah.
The second that he has a game where he throws 500 yards.
Yep. That didn't age well. Like, that's always the quote.
Exactly.
You don't even
remember you said it.
Exactly.
You're doing, like, 25 hours of radio a week.
Yes. No, it's, and I look at some of them and I'm like, dude, throw it on the bonfire of bad opinions that I've had. Come on now. Fred could do a day on just me and all my bad takes. The book is Freezing Cold Takes NFL, Football Media's Most Inaccurate Predictions and the Fascinating Stories Behind Them. If you're a football fan, and especially a fan of football and a fan of sports talk and media and things like that, this is a really good book to grab. Fred, how can they get the book?
Just type in Freezing Cold Takes NFL in Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. Any places where books are sold. It comes out on Tuesday, but you can pre-order now. And you could also go on my Twitter feed, @OldTakesExpose, and my pinned tweet has a link directly to the website that you can get the book and order it, and it'll come Tuesday.
Okay, good stuff there. Fred Siegel, @OldTakesExposed. Yeah, give it a follow, and I would say grab the book, especially if you're an NFL fan, especially. It's a really interesting look back at some of the decisions and things that happened in the NFL through a different type of prism. Freezing Cold Takes NFL, Football Media's Most Inaccurate Predictions and the Fascinating Stories Behind Them. Fred Siegel is the author of that book, and he's joining me on the show. Fred, really appreciate the time. Best of luck with the book, and keep up the great work, man.
Thanks,
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.